With what you need to know in the news on Tuesday, May 31st, 2022, I'm Vin Abineau. Atlantic Highlands Police on Friday warned about multiple bear sightings in a series of posts on the department Facebook page in the area of Upper East Highland Avenue in Lenape Woods. At the last update, the NJDEP told police that the bear would likely move on and that they could remove the bear only after it got itself into a fixed position, like a tree. A newly published study in the Journal of Family Violence shows the potential negative impacts on children when one parent abuses another. Even if they're not abused themselves, these children are more likely to develop issues such as depression, anxiety, or a substance abuse disorder.
The impact on children is a hidden issue underneath the already sensitive topic of domestic violence, says Julie Miner with the Center for Hope and Safety in Bergen County.
And if parents have a deeper understanding of how the violence in the home, the abuse in the home, is impacting their children, that may help them reach out for help.
Miner adds past research shows that children exposed to violence are at a higher risk of engaging in violence themselves as a kid and later on in relationships. I'm Dean Alflamia.
President Joe Biden is set to meet with Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell as soaring inflation takes a bite out of Americans' pocketbooks. Tuesday's meeting will be the first since Biden renominated Powell to lead the central bank and comes weeks after his confirmation for a second term by the Senate. The White House says the pair will discuss the state of the U.S. and global economy, and especially inflation, described as Biden's top economic priority. The White House says the goal is a transition from historic economic recovery to stable, steady growth that works for working families. When COVID-19 came to New Jersey more than 2 years ago, many married couples who might have been thinking about divorce had to put those plans on hold for one pandemic-related reason or another. How many followed through and how many found a different result? A family law expert is sharing her experiences.
Weinberger Divorce and Family Law Group managing partner Barry Weinberger says she does have some evidence of couples reconciling or at least reconsidering.
Not necessarily going toward divorce, but instead going to a marriage counselor and or a clergy person with whom they have a good relationship or a trusted advisor, in order to take steps to remedy the difficulties in their marriage first.
Marital troubles piled on top of COVID worries like job security, remote learning, and basic health. Plus, courts were greatly curtailed, and a backlog continues. So Weinberger suggests couples who are still civil think about reaching a settlement. In Trenton, I'm Patrick Lavery.
The number of new positive COVID tests is dropping, but still up 74% from a month ago. 11 New Jersey counties, including Monmouth and Ocean, are now in the CDC's high-risk tier, where people are urged to wear a mask indoors and outdoors. The state's overall rate of transmission has been dropping, now at 1.09, and fewer than 850 people are hospitalized with a COVID diagnosis. Millennials have trillion-dollar spending purchase power and high educational achievements, for the most part, but they are economically worse off than their parents, according to a new WalletHub report.
To determine which are the best and worst states for millennials, the personal finance website looked at 34 key metrics ranging from the share of millennials
to unemployment rates for them, to millennial voter turnout, but also education, health, quality of life, and civic engagement.
Analyst Jill Gonzalez says New Jersey did not rank well on the list, 29th best.
It does particularly poorly when it comes to affordability, especially when it comes to home ownership.
New Jersey also ranks lowest when it comes to civic engagement, meaning millennials are not showing up to the polls or volunteering. In Trenton, I'm Jen Ursulo.
Gas prices have started to rise again after stabilizing just ahead of the long Memorial Day weekend. The statewide average this morning is 476, 1 cent lower than the all-time record of 477 since May 20th. At 486, Somerset County remains the most expensive place to buy gas in New Jersey. Gas stations on the Turnpike and Parkway are more expensive than that at $4.88 a gallon this morning. Lawmakers have one more month until their expected summer recess. Among the bills that are advancing and could reach Governor Phil Murphy's desk are some responding to the mental health needs of the state's youth.
Michael DiLoretto of the New Jersey Alliance for Children, Youth, and Family says the first bill establishes a pilot program to create student mental health assistance programs in up to 15 selected school districts.
This would help identify student mental health issues in schools and schools uniquely positioned to do those types of services.
The other bill directs hospitals to annually report attempted and completed suicides by minors involving a drug.
To assist the state in more fully understanding the breadth of the suicide crisis that's plaguing our children and their families in New Jersey.
At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
A Barnegat man has pled guilty to manslaughter in the drug overdose death of a woman in Point Pleasant Borough in 2019. Investigators found out that Curtis Gethers sold the woman heroin laced with fentanyl. Gethers faces 5 years in prison. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Tuesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.